So we spoke at length about the Rachanimel, the boy that is getting the circumcision and the timing of it. Let's talk about the Mohel, who can actually do the circumcision. So the Pasuk says, Himoil Yimoil, which even though the simple shot in the Pasuk is just to stress and for emphasis that there surely should take place a milah on every single Jewish child, even if the parent is not available to do so. So Klai still has to take care of it. But Chazal also darshin, Hamoil Yimoil, the circumcised should give bris milah to others. Some say that this was even somewhat of a mistake that took place with Avraham Avinu and those that were having a bris milah around him, in which Aner and Eshkol died when Avraham tried giving them a bris milah, because Avraham had not yet had his own circumcision. He first gave circumcision to others, thinking that once he circumcises himself, he won't be able to do to others, he's going to be sick. So first he gave circumcision to others, and it didn't work. They died on his hands, and that's when Mamre said, one second, maybe you should have a bris milah first before giving me a bris milah. Anyway, the drasha is Hamoil Yimol. Somebody that is circumcised can give circumcision. Someone who is uncircumcised cannot. However, this in itself is a big discussion of what exactly does that mean. We're all familiar with the Gemara Maseches Kedushin that says Kasher Tziva Oisai Elokim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded Avraham Avinu to give the bris milah and not Sarah. We learn from there that women are not commanded. But when we say a woman is not commanded to do the bris milah on her child, does that mean that she just doesn't have to, but it is kosher if she does? Or does it mean that she's not allowed to? This is actually Machlokes Beis Yosef and the Rama. Now, certainly, of course, if you have ability for a man to do it or a woman to do it, Godla Mitzvah Va'isa, and it's also to hand over a mitzvah to somebody who's not Mitzvah when somebody who is commanded is available to do so. So even according to the Beis Yosef, you'll never find a woman doing the Bris Milah because the assumption is that men who are Mitzvah could do it. However, if it was done through a woman, according to Beis Yosef, but the Evit, it would be kosher. There would be no need for later hatafas dam viris lachnisa bevisa shel bar v'mavinu. However, according to the Rama, we baskin that women are not allowed to give a bris milah. Why is this even a question? The answer is because the exclusion that only a circumcised person can give a bris milah comes to exclude an uncircumcised person that only is somebody who has potential for circumcision and is uncircumcised. But when you deal with a woman, she is not considered uncircumcised, and therefore there is a possibility that she could give a bris milah. Interestingly enough, an Eved Kanani, which doesn't really exist nowadays, would be able to give a bris milah, because an Eved Kanani, when he goes into the service of working for a Jewish master, he himself has to have a circumcision, and therefore he is considered Hamoil Yimol. He is a circumcised, and he would be kosher to give a circumcision to another person. Here's one that goes into Ripley's, believe it or not. A katan, a minor, a child who knows what he's doing, could give a bris milah to another person. Again, if somebody who's obligated in the mitzvah is an adult is around, it should not be given to a child. But a child is considered kosher to give a bris milah, even though he's not commanded in any mitzvah as a minor, but he is circumcised and he's able to give a bris milah so long as he's capable of doing so. A cheresh and a shaita is questionable if they could give it or not. If it was done through a cheresh v'shaita who knew what they were doing, then a hatafas dam bris would not be necessary afterwards. What is the halacha about a Jewish person who is an arel? There could be two arelim. One is because he just never got a bris, because he's not interested. And one is somebody who has rights not to have a bris milah because two brothers before him died because of a bris milah. Well, somebody that's an avarion, as an Oral, he certainly cannot be a Moil. However, somebody that his brothers died because of it, he is considered a Ben Bris, and halakhically he's considered circumcised. Well, even though he didn't have a circumcision, he's considered somebody that is not an Orel, similar to a woman. She's not considered an Orel because she does not require a bris, and she's within the parsha bris. So therefore, again, with the woman, we said it's a machlokes, bid the effort if a woman did do a bris milah, or if, let's say, this is a situation where there are no men available, and the bris would have to be pushed off to a following day, then even the Ramah would agree that a woman could do the bris milah for her son. Similarly, a person that is an Orel, a man that is an RL, because he is allowed to remain an RL, he is kosher to do a bris milah, even l'chatchila. But of course, if we could get a male that is circumcised fully, he's supposed to do it. We all know that Tzipporah gave a bris milah to Moshe Rabbeinu's children. She started giving the bris milah, and Moshe Rabbeinu finished it up. And we learn from here an interesting halakha, and that is if a non-kosher person starts the milah, and a kosher person finishes the milah, that's enough. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, even if the non-kosher person did the entire milah, and the kosher person did the priya, which is the second din of the bris milah that takes place right after the milah, that is also kosher, because we pass in a bris milah without priya is not considered a bris milah. So if a kosher person finishes up with the priya, it will be considered a kosher circumcision.